Okay, yeah, the title has been introduced. So anyway, I'm Kai Daxiao. Currently, I'm working for University of Sheffield. But this work is what I conducted in University of Liverpool. And I'll go through the overview. First, I'd like to introduce the basic knowledge about unit Q and chromatic adaptation transform. Then the experiment I conducted for accumulate unit Q data will be described. Then based on the unit Q data, the chromatic adaptation transform will be evaluated. Finally, the evaluation results will be discussed and we'll draw the conclusion. Yeah, unit Q was originally defined by Henry. It's the same name Yaku just mentioned for memory cover. God, we're missing so much today. Anyway, the unique hues is, in one sense, it's a kind of the color have pure and contain no tint of any other hues. For example, if we say the unique red, it will be neither yellow nor blue. Yeah, and if we say it's a unique yellow and unique blue will be neither red nor green. It's one sense of unique hue, another sense the unit hue will completely independent of the saturation and the lightness. That means it's completely uniform. Yeah, the unit hue study has been investigated by vision science for many, many years. Currently, they have been concluded that the unit hue is completely consistent within population and within different agents. Yeah, so I think you probably have this kind of experience. It's kind of the only standard in human visual system. If you ask a people, right, you get, show them numbers of color. If you ask what's a red, green, yellow, blue, they can give you very easy answer. But if you ask, look, what is chroma 16? I think nobody can answer you properly. Yeah, and unit hues has also been used for color appearance model. Yeah, for I think from Ronnie's group, we all have the bad memory in magnitude estimation experiment. During that experiment, the people will assess a hue directly based on their mind. There's no standard. There's no standard to provide what's a pure red, what's a pure green, etc. You address it based on your memory, and so it's used this unique hue concept based on the memory of the unique red and green. You just described what's its color, okay, with the presentation. Anyway, this has been widely used for color appearance data. And in current form of color appearance model, unique hue has been used when we transform hue angle to hue composition only. Yeah, at this stage, the NCIS unique hue has been used. But at this stage, for the color imaging reproduction, unit hue do not specially address. But the question coming, do we need to address it? Or whether the current form color appearance model can provide the good unit hue transform, unit hue reproduction? We never know it. That's probably the reason the CIE built the new TC. The unique hue data is trying to first accumulate unique hue data, which can be used for color appearance model and will be across different viewing conditions. In University of Liverpool, we have been working on unique hue in several years. The main issue we are trying to do is first, we would like to accumulate a kind of unique hue data across different viewing conditions. Secondly, based on the unique hue data we accumulated, we would like first to assess whether unique hue used in color appearance model is accurate enough. At this stage, NCIS color is used, but originally designed is not for current color appearance model. Anyway, we're also trying to verify whether current form of the uniform color space have a good hue uniformity. As I mentioned, for a unique hue color stimuli, it's completely uniform. It's independent with saturation and lightness. So we're trying to use our unique hue data to verify whether the hue uniformity is good for uniform color space. And finally, when we are trying to evaluate whether the chromatic depth in transform model works well in terms of the unique hue reproduction. As you know, for the chromatic depth in transform, the hue probably most the important attribute rather than the saturation and the lightening. So, something. But in this presentation, I like to focus on the first target and the last target. Yeah, chromatic adaptation, I don't want to mention too much on that. I know you all know it very well. And it's just the way that people see color different under different illumination. Right, in order to address the different perception under different illumination, there's a kind of the corresponding color data has been accumulated. For each corresponding color data, it consists of a pair of color that observe and one illuminant and another color have the same appearance when observed under a different illuminant. That basically for accumulated corresponding color data, the color matching experiment is widely used and the corresponding color data is accumulated mainly in terms of say transstimulus values. Based on the corresponding color data, the chromatic depth in transform was built. Yeah, and now it has been an essential step in the color appearance model. For current recommendation of current form of the chromatic depth in transform model, the same CCAT 2000 is widely used. It's based on the Wen Kui-based transform. It's developed based on 8 corresponding color data. It has been used in CKMO2, basically it's transformed for different vein condition, the object in different vein condition to a reference illumination condition. Yes. And for the current form of color appearance model, the assumption is made is we say the object view in a single illumination. It's a kind of assumption, also it's a kind of the design from corresponding color data. But in our real life, I think the most the case we will see is a kind of the mixed illumination condition. The typical office setting is people view their display and under office lighting. But normally the display either a D65 or D93 light point is a kind of the mixture. But CIE-TC804 has been working on that to try to predict a good color based on a kind of the mixed illumination condition. There have the assumption, they try to code it a mixed chromatic adaptation. Assumption is people will partially adapt to your monitor light tone and partially adapt to the room lighting condition. For the their TC also recommend a model. Actually, it's a very complicated model. I don't want to go through the detail, but the main thing is this model is built in the current form of color appearance model. And they do some compensation in human cone response, LMS. So idea is they take part of the ambient light illumination, also they also take part of the what we call the monitor red point. And also most important is they say it's a kind of the ratio between different illumination, what they call is R-adapt. Yeah, at the moment they recommend if people typically say a display under the room lighting condition will be 60% adapted to the display light and 40% adapted to a room lighting. Yeah, it's currently their recommendation. And what we are trying to do is first accumulate the unique data. Right, we have conducted a huge experiment trying to accumulate unique stimuli on a CRT display. Right, our display has been well calibrated and we select 360 test color samples. for each unique hue, we select 9 different chroma lightness levels. And for each particular chroma lightness level, we select 10 hue angles evenly. Yes? So these 360 colors will divide into 36 pages. In each page, we will show to observer 10 color stimuli. They have the identical lightness and chroma, but different hue. Yes, so observer task was to ask them to pick up one color which is a unique hue stimuli. We ask them, it's not like that, we ask them whether, for example, whether the color contains neither yellow or no blue. Yeah, it's trying to obtain as a unique way in this page. Yeah, so basically it's a huge experiment. 187 naive observers attend for this experiment. They do not have any appearance in the color sense. And the experiment repeats 3 times. Yeah, trying to find the observer variability. Also, this experiment conducted in a dark room, in a D65 room lighting, and the CWF room lighting. Yeah, so basically, it's our setting. We conducted the experiment, repeat experiment in different room lighting conditions. Yeah, and the specification of the room lighting also the measured by using TSR. After experiment, each individual unique hue stimulus was measured by TSR and in terms of the CIE XYZ transstimular values. And the observer, for each unique hue stimulus, the data from 187 subjects in 3 reputation were averaged. So eventually, we accumulate 3 groups of unique hue data. Yeah, first is a unique hue stimulus in dark room, and a unique hue stimulus under D65 room lighting, and a unique hue stimulus under CWF room lighting. They all recorded in terms of CIE XYZ transstimular values. This is, we also tested the observer variability, and we measure it in terms of the, for inter-observer variability is trying to find the agreement between 187 subjects. Yes, we measure it in terms of the D2000 color difference unit, and you can see the different color represent a different group of the experimental data. In general, they're all below 2.5 color difference, and you may confound for the unique green, they have the lowest observed variability, and another interesting thing is you will find the unique hue stimulus under dark room have the largest observer variability. It's a little bit different at what we thought before, because we thought the mixed adaptation might generate a bigger observer variability, but it's not, it's just opposite. It's an intra observer variability. Yeah, it's just indicate the agreement between the same observer did 3 times of experiment. We roughly found the intra observability is half than about the inter observability. Also, it's a very good agreement, and all indicate the unique hue data are consistent. Yes, we have 3 group of unique hue stimuli in terms of say XYZ transstimular values. We trying to predict use the color appearance model. For the unique hue stimulus in a dark room, we just use the CKMO2, everything is ready. Yeah, we just measured what's adopted white by using monitor red point. But for the unique hue stimulus under room lighting condition, we use two models. First, the model is we use CKMO2. The assumption is made the subject will fully adapt to the CRT color patch. Yeah, although room lighting is on, but we assuming people fully adapt to that. But the only change the white point adopted white, there will be the white point of the monitor, but we measure it in a room lighting condition. Yes, in method two, we use a CKMO2 with a mixed adaptation model. Right, the assumption is subject will partially adapt it to the display and partially adapt to the room lighting condition. Okay, it's a kind of the input parameter for CKMO2 we used. I think I don't want to go through it in details. Right, it's a parameter we used under the room lighting condition. Yeah, so basically what we are trying to do is theoretically, if the chromatic adaptation transform model performs best, all the unit Q stimuli predicted by CKMO2 will be identical. Because that CKMO2 just transform different illumination to a reference illumination. Right? The unit Q stimuli will be identical, and the perceptual Q difference between different sides of the unit Q stimuli will be zero. So we are trying to evaluate whether the CAT model based on that. Yeah, so least perceptual hue difference between hue stimuli in a dark room and under the room lighting condition will be calculated. The measure will be the perceptual hue difference. We calculate mean perceptual hue difference as a measure. So it's some results for the for what our funding, you can say it's a, if it's dark, that means you need to use stimuli in dark room, and if it's D651 is room lighting condition with full adaptation. Method two is room lighting condition with mixed adaptation. Right, it's a mean hue difference, the smaller hue difference represent better model performance. In order to compare that full adaptation model with mixed adaptation model, we calculate whether it's changing significant or not. Yes, so from this table we can say, yeah, from the for each individual hue, the performance differently. For example, under the for the first method, it's better than the second method for the unique yellow and blue, but get the worst performance in unique red and green. But in general, we test for overall performance. These two models do not have the significant difference. Yes, so based on, we have the accumulated hue data. We use a recommended ratio from CIE, but we try to go the further. We try to optimize this adapt by using our unique hue data and find out whether it's same as the CIE recommendation. Right, we try to find the least perceptual hue difference as measure. Anyway, from the results we found, it's different as the CIE recommendation. When we use adapt to point around 0.7, 0.71 for D65 and 0.72 for CWF room lighting, they get the best results. Yes. And then we just use this as another test. We call this method three by using the optimized parameter as and use the mixed adaptive model to say what's a hue difference. Okay, you can see this table indicates the results is compared with method one and method three. Basically, we found there it is a significant improvement by using the what we call the optimized parameter with mixed adaptation. Yes, it's overall it have a significant improvement. This result can also be indicated in this figure, maybe it's even easier. Right, in the x-axis always be hue angle in a dark room. Sorry, the y-axis always be the hue angle under the room lighting condition. Right, you will see in the top figure always be the D65, room lighting under D65, and the bottom figure will be room lighting under CWF, and the left, middle, and the right figure indicate three different methods. Each individual point represents one individual unit hue stimuli, and the 45 degree line is true. If the all the points along the 45 degree line, that means the CAT model do the perfect job. Yeah, the larger difference indicates the better performance. Yeah, from here we can see you might find the scale is different. It depends on how different between the two hills, and for the DCK5 condition, right, from this figure, we can clearly find that by using method 2 and 3 give the better performance. It's also for CWF, but overall, you can say for CWF, the hill difference is very big. Yeah, in each figure, the error bar also indicate whether it's a significant difference or not. It's a unique green. It also can be seen that for method 2 and 3 give the better performance. Actually, none of them give the good prediction for CWF as well. And for unique yellow, it's kind of opposite. For D65, 3 model give the similar results, but for the CWF, the 4 adaptation model give the better results. And for the unique blue, it's also the 4 adaptation give no better results, but the mixed adaptation with optimized parameter can provide better results. And in terms of CWF condition, again, right, the 4 adaptation gave a good indication. But in general, they all do not do a perfect job, as you can see. So based on that evaluation, we just had drew this kind of the discussion. First, the performance for chromatic damping transform model for D65 is always better than that for CWF room lighting condition. And I think it's no surprise because CWF is more different as a monitor light point. Yeah, it could be part of the reason. Secondly, the performance of the chromatic adaptation model for the unique yellow and blue are better than the unique red and green. I don't know why it will be that. Yeah, maybe. And also we found the adapter for that, based on our unique hue data, we get it's different as what the CIE recommendation. It's a little bit bigger, yeah, but it could be because we're dealing with color patch, we're dealing with imaging. And we also found, right, the full adaptation model perform is not bad, right? It's almost the same as the CIE recommendation. So why we need to do the such complicated model to use a mixed adaptation anyway. The conclusion we can draw is the unique hue stimuli we accumulated by using 187 observers. It's a large amount of data, and the CAT model in both full adaptation and mixed adaptation were evaluated based on unique hue reproduction. The performance is there's no clear improvement between the full adaptation model and the mixed adaptation model with a recommended parameter by CIE. But it is improvement by using optimized parameter for a mixed adaptation model. Okay.